Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
This devotional was written by Alvin Jenkins and read by Herb Sadler. The scripture for today is from John chapter 8, and it's verses 3 through 11. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. The law of Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Now go and leave your life of sin." Why did Jesus do what he did? Could he see that an injustice was being done? Stoning was the penalty for the crime, but the partner in the adultery was also to be stoned and is not mentioned, nor is the witness who is to throw the first stone. Jesus forgives her of her sins and sends her away with admonition to sin no more. If she had not been sorry for her sin and repentant, would Jesus have done this? Interesting questions. But for me, the most important lesson to be learned comes from Jesus' statement, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." For years, I thought that his words only applied to the scribes and the Pharisees. But there was one present without sin. Maybe Jesus was saying that if a stone, that is judgment, was to be thrown, he was the only one permitted to be first. Aren't we sinners like the scribes and Pharisees? I fear that we are. Instead, we need to bring God's love to those who are being unfairly treated, to those who are sick, to those who are hungry. We are qualified to do those things, but we are not qualified to throw the first stone. Only Jesus is. Dear God, help us to bring your love to all those we encounter. While we need to help others understand how you want us to live, never let us judge them. You are the only qualified one to do that. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, ST, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.